Don't know how excited I am right now. I preached a little bit on the parking lot, preached a little bit in the lobby, preached up and down the aisles, and enjoyed worship. Did you enjoy worship this morning? Amen. Amen. My name is Pastor Al Edney. I'm the senior pastor at Willard Church, and we are so excited about what we are doing in this place today. You know, church ought to always be like this. One of our visions at Willard Church is to be a church that looks like heaven. You know, heaven's not going to have a black section. Heaven's not going to have a white section. Heaven's not going to have a Latino section. Heaven's not going to have a Middle Eastern section. All of God's people are going to be around the throne. That's what church ought to look like. Church is heaven practice. Yeah, we ought to practice what we're going to be doing in heaven. And I want to give God glory for this opportunity to stand in this pulpit one more time. I used to preach here every now and then when the pastors used to let me, and I just appreciate my dear brother. It is so good to have a brother that's like-minded about church and mission and what God has called us to. Thank you, brother. Thank you. You have a great pastor, Pastor Mike. I want to thank God for Pastor Mike and the FBCO staff. I was talking to someone this morning that it's different to have a cooperation when you're doing a joint service like this, but we have not just had cooperation, we've had collaboration. It's just been like family, because that's what we are. We are family. As many of you know, and Pastor Mike just mentioned, we have service right over across the way in the annex. And I would like to let you know our services are at 10:30 Central Standard Time, and all of you are invited. Amen. We'll put out some more chairs. Pastor won't even miss you. Pastor won't even miss you. My bride Teresa, my girls, haven't Grace and Charity just grown up? How many people knew when Grace and Charity were? Yeah, we used to be members here, so they've just grown up. My oldest, Albert, we just want to thank God for this opportunity, the whole entire Willard Church family, and you'll see us scattered amongst the congregation. We are so excited. Those joining on Facebook Live, thank you for joining with us. We stream our services live. We are excited about this joint service. But let's do something. Let's start with the praise that God deserves. Let's give God a hand praise this morning. Come on. Oh, he deserves a little more praise. He's worthy of our praise. Give him some glory this morning. Thank you, Lord God, for looking beyond our fault and seeing our need. Thank you, Lord God, for saving our souls and making us whole. I ain't got to the sermon yet. I'm just excited. There is a word from the Lord. Anybody want to hear from God this morning? Amen. I want to hear from God. We're going to read from our passage of scripture that Pastor Mike mentioned to us, Mark 9. What a beautiful story about the faith, this missional faith, and we'll talk about that. We're not going to read all those verses, 14 through 29. We're going to read three verses in your hearing, and if you'll see it on the monitors, you can read with me. I'm going to read 17, 22, and 24 from the ESV, and it reads this way. And someone from the crowd answered him, "Teacher, I brought my son to you, for he has a spirit that makes him mute." Verse 22, "And it has often cast him into the fire and into water to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." Verse 24, "Immediately the father of the child cried out and said, 'I believe, help my unbelief.'" The title of our sermon this morning is "The Journey of Missional Faith." The journey of missional faith. I have had the great honor and privilege of having been discipled by some great men of God. And one of those great men of God that has been a discipler in my life is in this congregation. I'm not sure where he is, but I know he's around here somewhere. Brother Pastor Lee Sanders is around here somewhere. Let's give God a hand praise for him. He is one of those brothers. And that him and other men in my life have at least one thing in common. They have other things, but at least one thing in common. These men make no real distinction between talking about their vocation, their families, their calling, their passions, their hobbies, and their Lord. They could easily start a conversation about the Cardinals, which are doing pretty good right now, right? And then switch that conversation in the next breath and talk about how it means and what it means to be saved. Yeah, and I believe that embodies this idea, this definition of missional faith. So let's define these two words, missional. Missional means to live, think, behave as one sent for the sake of God's glory, to build God's kingdom in everything that you do. Yes, seeking Jesus in everything that you do. Let's look at the word faith. The Greek word for faith in the Greek New Testament is pistis or pistuo. And it means a strong belief or trust in God that affects everything, just like the other, how you think, how you live, and how you behave. So let's put these two together. Missional faith means living, thinking, and behaving with a trust in God that causes you to build God's kingdom to God's glory on this journey in everything that you do. Now, that's a pretty straightforward definition, but if you think about living a Christian life, the Christian life, this missional faith is anything but straightforward. Yeah, when you think about the journey, our text today really helps us to unpack that. This journey has ups and downs. And sometimes, my brother, he talked about the road behind is straight. When we look at that road in front, it's curvy. Yeah, and there's bumps in that road. And there's dips that'll tear your car up in that road. That's the journey of missional faith. And this father that we'll talk about today and his journey of missional faith will be the focal point of our magnifying glass that'll help us in our journey of missional faith. So let's look at the first stop on this journey of missional faith. The first stop is demonstrated faith challenged. Demonstrated faith challenged, looking at verses 14 through 22. We won't read it all, but I'll summarize it in verse 17 and verse 18. Verse 17, the father said, I brought my son to you. Can you hear his energy? Can you hear his passion about healing his boy? And then in verse 18, he said the contrary. He said, but the disciples could not heal him. Have you ever felt that way, that you did all you knew to do? You brought everything that you had issue with, you brought it to Jesus. But something didn't happen right. Something didn't go right. So let me give you some context. So Pastor Mike did a good job of setting the stage for that. But let me give you some context for this text, because a text without context is a pretext to what? To nonsense. Yeah, you got to get something. You got to know what's going on. Now, Jesus, Peter, James, and John were coming down from the Mount of Transfiguration. That happened at night. And then the inner circle got to see Jesus, Moses, and Elijah all aglow at a Holy Ghost fireside chat that we know as the Transfiguration. The next day, when they arrived back where the other nine disciples were, they were surrounded by a crowd and they were arguing with the scribes. You know, a crowd will always show up if it's a mess going on. Crowd showed up. And when Jesus showed up, however, the focus shifted from what was going on there and it shifted to where Jesus was. And the father spoke up right away. He said, I brought my demon-possessed son to you. And you can hear it in his voice. You can feel it in how he says it, but you weren't here. So I gave him to your disciples and they could not heal him. Now, remember, our topic is demonstrated faith challenge. This father had faith. This father demonstrated his faith by bringing his son to Jesus. He brought his son to Jesus to be healed, to be exercised. But Jesus, in Jesus' absence, his disciples could not heal the boy. Now, there will be times in your missional faith journey that your belief will not yield immediate positive results. You're going to have to hold on. Sometimes you got to hold on to your faith even though you don't see anything different that you're praying about. If you're listening, say amen. Yeah, but let me tell you something. Keep on looking for Jesus. When you bring your issues to him and you can't find him anywhere, believe me, you just keep on looking for Jesus. Because Jesus is going to show up. Oh, yes, he will. He's going to show up. Let me explain it to you this way. A blind girl one day was caught in a fire on the third story of her home. She could feel the heat from the fire. She could smell the smoke from the flames. And she moved away from the heat to an open window. And when she got to the window, there was a fireman on the ground saying, "Jump! Jump! I'll catch you." The blind girl says, "I can't see. I'm scared. I don't want to jump." And then he said, "Look, if you don't jump, you're going to die. Take a risk and jump." And she stood there for a moment, and then she heard another voice. There was another voice on the ground said, "Darling, my baby girl, I'm here for you. Jump, I'll catch you." And then a smile came over her face and said, "Daddy, I'll jump. I'm coming, Daddy." See, if you know the one that's going to catch you, you can take a leap of faith with somebody that you know. You got to get to know Jesus. Because just knowing about Jesus is not enough. Because we have to have faith to be able to jump out of a third story window. Some of the things that happen in our lives, it's not enough just to read the Bible. You got to know who Jesus is. You got to have a relationship with him. You can't have faith in somebody that you don't know. See, you can't have faith in faith. You got to have faith in the object of your faith. And if the object of your faith is someone you don't know, your faith will be small. And you will be challenged in your faith every time. If you're listening, say amen. Yeah, sometimes our missional faith journey, in that journey, our faith is challenged. Yes, let's look at the next leg on the journey of missional faith. Demonstrated faith declared. Demonstrated faith declared. Mark 9, 23 and 24 says this. And Jesus said to him, "If you can, all things are possible for one who believes." 24, immediately the father of the child cried out and said, "I believe, help my unbelief." As soon as this man saw Jesus, he spoke right up and his son was brought to Jesus directly, right away. Interestingly enough, Jesus never rebuked the father. He rebuked the disciples for not having the faith to heal the boy, but he never rebuked the father. You see, the father brought his son to Jesus, but Jesus said, "Bring the boy to me." Now, something about those verbs, that verb there that Jesus used is a present active imperative, and that's an ongoing verb. See, sometimes you may have think that you brought in the past some of your issues to Jesus. But what Jesus is saying, you need to keep on bringing. You need to keep on bringing your issues to me. It's an active, it's a perfect verb that says you can't just bring it one time. You got to ask and keep on asking. You got to knock and keep on knocking. You got to keep on persisting in your faith. And Jesus used that same verb, "Bring the boy to me. Bring him to me." And when they brought him to Jesus, it's some wonderful things that happened. See, don't ever stop praying. Don't ever stop believing. Don't ever stop bringing. You must declare your faith in an ongoing matter. Look, after the father told Jesus about his son being demon-possessed from childhood and all the spirit had done to the child to harm him, the father said something in verse 22 that I think we all need to see. He said this, "But if you can." Now, you got to think about who he's talking to now. He said, "If you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us." This is where Jesus, you can just hear the emotion in Jesus' voice as well. He said, "If you can, do you know who you're talking to up in here? I'm the one that spoke and the world leaped into existence. I'm the one that touched the blind man's eyes and made him see. I'm the one that raised Lazarus from the dead with just saying, 'Lazarus, come forth.' If I can," he said, "look, all things are possible for those who believe." You talking to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He can make all things happen. See, in this next statement, it really speaks to the Father's expressed desperation, his doubt, and his faith commitment to Jesus, all in one statement. Immediately after Jesus said that, he cried out and he said, look, I believe, but help my unbelief. Now, over the years of being in ministry, I always had this idea that faith and doubt are like a binary code. Zeros and ones. I thought that faith was either on or it was off. I thought that because there's scriptures in the Bible that says, look, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. The very words that come out of his mouth, he doesn't even believe the things that he is saying. But I want to tell you about missional faith. Missional faith is not a picture or a snapshot. Missional faith is a movie. It's the movie of our life, the video of our life. It is not just a statement about what's happening right now. It's the point in time that happens from the beginning to the end. Faith is a continuum. As our relationship with God grows, our faith will grow. As our relationship with God is diminished, our faith will be small. So our job is to get as close to God as we can. I say this about being close to God. I want to be so close to God, I want to know what cologne he's wearing today. I want to know, God, what makes God smile. I want to know what makes God sad. I want to see the smile on his face and in turn smile with what makes God smile. Let me explain this missional faith this way about relationship. Hear this story. Look, a man slid over the side of a cliff and was able to catch a branch. On his way down, he looked down and there was hundreds of feet below as he hung there hanging on this branch. And he cried out and said, can anybody help me? Please help me. And then there was a voice from above and said, I'm here. Do you believe I can help you? And the man said, yes, I believe that you can help me. He said, yes, do you believe I have the power to help you? Yes, yes, I believe that you have the power to help me. Do you believe that I love you enough to help you? He said, absolutely, I believe. Help me. He said, if you believe that I can help you and have the power and love to help you, let go. There was a brief silence there, and the man said, is anybody else up there? I don't know you. I'm not going to let go. I don't know you. I don't have a relationship with you. I don't have the relationship like that blind girl and the father. See, if you don't have a relationship with God, you're not going to be able to have missional faith when you need it most. You got to spend time, just like the fire escape plan. You got to get the plan in place before the fire starts. Yeah, you need to know the exits before the smoke clears the room. You need to know what's going on before you get in a circumstance. Build your relationship with God and your missional faith will grow. If you're listening, say amen. Amen. Yeah, all of those words, I believe, all of those words, you love me, all of those words, you have power, are meaningless without a relationship. If you're listening, say amen. Final leg on this journey, and we'll close here. The final leg on this journey is demonstrated faith restored. Matthew, Mark 9, 25 and 20, 25 through 29 says that Jesus said, bring the boy to me. And then the crowd said, started coming to where Jesus was. And he spoke to this boy. He spoke to the boy, but he was speaking to the demon. He said, you mute and deaf spirit, I command you, come out of him and never enter him again. You know the demons that you might be dealing with in your life, they're subject to Jesus. There is nothing too hard for God. There is nothing that you are going through that together you and the Lord can't handle. Yeah, yeah. They're subject. See, the devil and Jesus are not on the same plane. The devil is a created being, and Jesus is the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Yeah, this father, he requested a faith booster. I'm not sure how you feel about the vaccine, but I believe in the booster. You got to have a faith booster. He was asking for a faith booster. I believe, but help my unbelief. He requested a faith injection. He requested a shot in the arm. He was working out a 110 voltage, but he wanted to get to the big cables. He wanted 220 voltage. He wanted more power coming from God. He needed his faith to be reinvigorated. He was dealing with this from this child's childhood. And not only was he desperate, he was exhausted. He was asking Jesus for a faith booster shot, and Jesus gave it to him. Yeah. Jesus healed his son and restored this father's missional faith. Jesus took the boy by the hand and helped him up. Let me tell you something. Many of you need a touch from Jesus. How many people have been touched by the Lord? Have been healed by God? Have righted a wrong situation in your life? Jesus is ready to take you by the hand. He's ready to lift you up out of your situation, out of your sickness, out of your indebtedness, out of your mental brain fog, out of your suicidal thoughts, out of your financial chaos, and out of your broken relationships. Jesus can grab you just like he grabbed the boy and lift you up and present you alive to others. And when you show up alive to others, what a testimony you're going to have. I'm going to go to a close here. I want us to let the Father's cry be our prayer. Lord, I believe, but help my unbelief. See, we must continually renew our faith to have a fresh anointing to seek and to save that which is lost. Last thought. Today's spiritual battle requires a fresh dependency on and communication with an almighty God. You can't live off the anointing from 25 years ago. You're going to need to get to know God all over again. If you're listening, say amen. Let's give God a hand praise this morning. This is a time of invitation, and I just want to pass this back to Pastor Mike to come for the invitation.